The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday, or the reading of the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Kiak. I remind you that the first Sunday we read about the announcement of Archangel Gabriel to Zechariah, announcing him at the birth of John the Baptist. The second Sunday, the reading was the same angel came to St. Mary and announced the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Last Sunday, the third Sunday, we read about the visit of St. Mary to Elizabeth and the filling of Elizabeth and John the Baptist with the Holy Spirit. Today, because we are in the next few days, next week, we shall celebrate the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why the reading of today is about the birth of John the Baptist. Why? Because he is the forerunner. He is a forerunner as the prophet Malachi in his book, في نبوة ملاخي النبي إصحاح 3 وأول آية ها أنا أرسل أمام وجهك ملاكي الذي يهيئ الطريق قدامك. Behold, I send my messenger. Behold, I will send my messenger before you, and he will prepare the way before you. This was a prophecy. This was a promise from God to send his messenger. And his messenger here is John the Baptist to prepare the way before the Lord who is coming. Actually, it's amazing to know through the reading of this day that when the full time of Elizabeth came for her to be delivered, she brought forth a son. This is John the Baptist, who was filled of the Holy Spirit while he was in his mother's womb. امتلأ بالروح القدس وهو لسه جنين في بطن أمه. Even so, he was not given a name until the eighth day. He was not called John, or not called by any name until the eighth day. That's why it is written here, it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him by the name of his father Zachary. عجيب قوي انه ممكن يقعد لغاية 8 يوم وما ياخدش اسم. Actually, according to the Jewish tradition, his value started, or his value, the value of any person start when he is to be counted among the people of God. And to be counted among the people of God, it was through circumcision. Before circumcision, which is a symbol of baptism, يعني الختان دوت كان يعني مجرد رمز للمعمودية، فما ملوش قيمة البني آدم أو الإنسان قيمة حقيقية إلا لما يحسب ضمن شعب الله. To be counted among the people of God. And it is amazing, my beloved, that it is, we can make a comparison between this and between us in Christianity. When you are born, or anybody to be born, he is given a name. He is born out of flesh, or by the will of flesh, by the will of man. And that's why he is given a name. and he is given a birth certificate. Actually, this birth certificate can qualify him to enter school or to be attached to university or to be attached to any job after that. يعني لما الإنسان بيتولد بياخد شهادة ميلاد. شهادة الميلاد ديت ممكن أنها تؤهله أنه يخش المدرسة يخش الجامعة ويلتحق بالشغل. But it never qualify him to enter to heaven. الشهادة دي لا تؤهله أنه يخش السماء. But he has to be born from above. This is the baptism through which you are born from above. You are born from God. As many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. كل الذين قبلوه أعطاهم سلطان أن يصيروا أولاد الله. Who were born not from blood, neither from or the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but they were born from God. قيمتك الحقيقية في الميلاد الثاني. الميلاد الثاني دوت this birth certificate from above qualifies you to enter and see the kingdom of God. And unless one is born from above, he is not allowed to see the kingdom of God. Unless one is born from water and spirit, he is not allowed to enter the kingdom of God. يعني العجيب ان في ترابط ما بين ان الانسان في العهد القديم ياخد قيمه لنفسه بعد ما ينضم لشعب الله بالختان في اليوم الثامن. وفي الكنيسه القيمه الحقيقيه بتاعتنا لما بنتعمد ونصير اولاد الله. To be born from God, to be born from above, and this qualifies you to enter and see and enjoy the kingdom of God. This is one point. The second point is actually an amazing point. When they came to give this son a name, عايزين يديله name. فيعني هيلاقوا اسم ايه احلى من اسم ابوه. ابو زكريا. زكريا was a righteous man. God gave witness to Zechariah and Elizabeth that both of them were righteous in the sight of God. كلاهما برين أمام الله. فيبقى يسموه زكريا. ده كان عادي. عشان كده بيقول إيه؟ بيقول هنا in the eighth day they came to circumcise the child and they would have called him by the name of his father Zechariah. What happened? In حقيقة Elizabeth اعترضت اعتراض خلاهم استغربوا جدا. راحت قالت كده his mother answered and said no he shall be called John and سمي يوحنا. استغربوا قوي. John or يوحنا was not a famous name في الوقت دوت. Because John or يوحنا you Jehovah Yahweh حنا حنان. It means حنان الله. The compassion of God. And the Jews usually spoke about the mighty of God. Or the mighty God. The might of God. Speak about God as a mighty one. As a savior. But they don't or they didn't speak much about God who is compassionate father. عشان كده ربنا اختار اختيار عجيب ان اللي هيجي يعد الطريق قدامه يبقى حتى من خلال اسمه بيعلن حنو الله حنان الله. Through the name of the forerunner he must declare that God is a compassionate father. والحقيقة احنا سمعنا كتير قوي عن حنان الله، يعني شيء جميل قوي ان احنا نتأمل النهاردة في مراحم الله اللي اتكلم عنها وفي حنو الله. عايزين يبقى لينا نصيب في هذا الحنان وفي هذه الرحمة. الحنان ده موجود ومفاض علشاني وعلشانك. And the great mercy زي ما بيقول هنا هوت، when her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her. God did not show great mercy to Elizabeth only, but he showed great mercy to me and to you through forgiveness of our sins, through blotting of our iniquities. يمحو أثمنا ويغفر خطايانا. And they give us the right to be called the children of God. And they give us the right to be called blessed of his father. And they give us the right to inherit the kingdom of God. This is a great mercy to me and to you and to everybody in Jesus Christ. عشان كده فرحانين قوي ان مجرد اسم يوحنا declare the compassionate father his heart which is full of compassion. عشان كده حتى سمعنا ان المسيح كان عجيب قوي وهو بيتقال عنه انه قلبه مليان حنية، حنان. حنان ربنا ده يا جماعة شيء جميل قوي. You have to enjoy this compassion. And when we thank God, we say to him, we thank you for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accept us, you have compassion upon us. عندك حنان علينا. يقول كده في المثل بتاع الابن الضال، the prodigal son, the father while he was sitting, even when his prodigal son was coming, even while he is still great away off, كان لسه بعيد. يقول كده هو الكتاب، he saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck. On his neck. اتحنن عليه. ده حنان ربنا. اتحنن عليه. ده تعبير عن حنو الله. When our Lord Jesus Christ in the village of Nain saw the widow, the woman who was widow, الست الأرملة اللي ابنها ميت، her son died, her only son. يقول الكتاب مش المسيح حط إيده وشفى الولد أو مقومه من الموت الأول، لا، he had compassion for her. اتحنن عليها. يعني حنان ربنا ده يستاهل قوي ان احنا نقف قدام وقفة كده واشوف قد ايه ربنا اتحنن علي انا، مش حكايات احكيها عن الناس. Another time I remind you that our Lord Jesus Christ when he saw the multitude, when he saw them weary and scattered as sheep have no shepherd, he had compassion upon them. اتحنن عليهم. فالنقطة الثانية اللي أنا عايز أتكلم عنها وبكلمكم عنها حنان ربنا. حنان ربنا. So you have given a birth certificate from above to qualify you to enter the kingdom of God, to enter to heaven. And also you have all of us to enjoy the mercy, the great mercy and the compassion of God. There is another confusing point which I would like to discuss with you. Actually, John the Baptist was the forerunner. كان هو السابق اللي يجي قبل المسيح. But it was amazing that when he started his service, the scribes, the priests, The Levites, they form a committee عشان تروح وتسأل يوحنا. عملوا لجنة لتقص الحقائق عشان تروح تسأل يوحنا. To ask John, who are you? أنت مين؟ And he said to them, I am not the Christ. مش أنا المسيح. الغريب أنهم سألوا سؤال تاني ما كانش مجرد سؤال عادي. They asked him another question. Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. And my question now, why did they ask him, are you Elijah? The answer is that in the book of Malachi also, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6, behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. ها أنا أرسل إليكم إلي النبي قبل مجيء يوم الرب العظيم المخوف. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the heart of the children to their father. ها أنا أرسل إليكم إلي النبي قبل مجيء يوم الرب العظيم المخوف فيرد قلوب الأبناء على الآباء وقلوب الآباء على الأبناء. So it was well known. حتى دي مهمة لأن في confusion between John the Baptist and Elijah. And this is a very important prophecy. بتتكلم عن مجيء إليه قبل المسيح. And that's why they asked it. They asked John the Baptist, are you Elijah? هل أنت إليا؟ فقال لهم لا. And I also, عشان أخليكم تبقوا في الصورة خالص يعني تبقوا عارفين. While our Lord Jesus Christ was speaking about John the Baptist in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, he said to them, if you are willing to receive it, كان بيكلم عن جون the Baptist, he is Elijah who is to come. إن أردتم أن تقبلوا فهذا هو إيليا المزمع أن يأتي. ده المسيح حيرنا أكتر كده. يقول لنا كده على جون the Baptist, إن أردتم أن تقبلوا, if you are willing to receive it, he is, بيكلم عن مين؟ عن يوحنا المعمدان. He is Elijah who is to come. هو ده إيليا, هو ده إيليا اللي جاي. حيرتنا رب, هنقول ايه؟ ده اكتر من كده. In the event of transfiguration على الجبل بتاع التجلي, on the mount, when our Lord Jesus Christ changed his sight, his garments became white as snow and his face was shining like the sun. المنظر الجميل دوت. بس ما ننساش حاجة. موسى and Elijah came. موسى and Elijah came. موسى وإليا جم. And while they were descending, Jesus with his disciple, التلاميذ سألوه. قالوا له الله, لما إليا كان معانا دلوقتي أمال ليه الكتبة بيقولولنا إن إليا لازم يجي أولا؟ They asked Jesus and said to him, why do the scribes said that Elijah must come first? العجيب إن المسيح قال لهم فعلا إليا لازم يجي الأول, والحق أقول لكم أن إليا قد جاء ولم يعرفوه بل فعلوا به كل ما أرادوا. I say to you that Elijah came and they did not know him, but they did to him to suffer at their hands. عملوا به كل اللي عملوه. العجيب إن الكتاب بيقول إيه؟ ففهم التلاميذ أنه يتكلم عن مين؟ عن يوحنا المعمدان. برضو حاجة تحير، طب يعني إيه يا رب؟ Then his disciple understood that he was speaking of John the Baptist. يبقى يوحنا المعمدان ده هو يوحنا المعمدان ولا يطلع هو إيليا؟ I will not make you to be more confused. وطبعا مش هنقدر ننسى ان الملاك نفسه the angel when he announced زكريا قال له he will come in the spirit and the power of Elijah. سيأتي بروح إيليا وقوته. Now I will explain it very simply. Our Lord Jesus Christ actually has دي نقطة كده جانبية بقولها لكم، عنده ميلادين وعنده مجيئين، two births and two comings. The first birth we speak about that he was begotten of the Father before all ages. مولود من الآب قبل كل الدهور. This is according to his divinity. And he was born in the fullness of time from Our Lady, Virgin Mary. And this is according to his humanity. These are the two verses of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is begotten of the Father before all ages, according أو بحسب لاهوته. And he himself came and was born in the fullness of time from Virgin Mary, according to his humanity. بحسب إيه؟ بحسب إنسانيته. طب دول الميلادين. Also we have two comings of our Lord Jesus Christ. We speak about the first coming in which he came through incarnation, and his second coming at the end of the days to judge the world. يبقى جه الأول. The first coming is to redeem us, to save us. The second coming, to judge. يدين الأحياء والإيه؟ والأموات. In the first coming, John the Baptist came as a forerunner. Came in the same way as Elijah. In his power, in his zeal, he resembles, يعني يشبه إلي، يشبه إلي. He resembles Elijah in his way of service. Elijah was very powerful prophet, and he would able to convict Ahab the king. And also, John the Baptist was very, very strong and powerful, and he could convict Herod the king. So, before the first coming, John the Baptist came in the same manner as the personality of Elijah, but he was not Elijah. يعني جه بطريقة إلي في الخدمة وفي القوة وفي الغيرة وفي تبكيت الملك زي إلي ما كان بيعمل. But before the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, قبل المجيء الثاني, Elijah himself will come again. Why? Because Elijah actually did not die, هو ما ماتش. He was taken up to the heaven while he was his disciple Elisha, talking with each other. Behold a chariot of fire. مركبة من النار. And the horses of fire. وخيل من النار. Came. Separated the two from each other. And Elijah was taken up to heaven. And he will come again. That is the prophecy which is mentioned in Malachi chapter 4. أنا أرسل إلي النبي قبل مجيء يوم الرب العظيم المقوم. I will send Elijah the prophet
في المجيء التالي إيليا نفسه هيجي. And it was mentioned in chapter 11 in the book of Revelation. بيتكلم عن اثنين شاهدين هيجوا at the end of the days. بقول الكلام ده ليه؟ بوضحه ليه؟ لأن أحيانا بعض الناس قالوا لا، يوحنا المعمدان هو إيليا. يا جماعة ازاي؟ قالوا أصل في حاجة اسمها reincarnation. يعني إيه reincarnation؟ يعني عودة الروح للتجسد. كلام we reject and refuse it. This is one point. يعني إيه عودة الروح للتجسد؟ They claim that دي موجودة عند الهندوس. When a person to die, his spirit can come again. وتيجي في إنسان تاني in another person. That's why somebody claimed that the spirit of Elijah came and dwelt in John the Baptist. الكلام ده مش صحيح لأكثر من حاجة. طبعا هم اعتمدوا على إيه؟ على إنه هيأتي بروح إلي. In the spirit of Elijah, the spirit and the power of Elijah. Number one, it is not biblical teaching. Number two, simply, إليه أصلاً ما ماتش عشان روحه ترجع. مش كده ولا إيه؟ إليه أصلاً ما ماتش. He was taken to إيه؟ To heaven. يعني إذا كنتوا بتتكلموا على reincarnation إن روح الميت تيجي، طب إليه ما ماتش. Elijah did not die. He is still living and will come at the end of the ages before the coming of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we call it awesome and full of glory. فده ببساطة شديدة أفك الاشتباك دوت بين موضوع يوحنا المعمدان وموضوع إيليا. يوحنا المعمدان is the forerunner to come before the first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to prepare the way before him. Elijah is the prophet to come before the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. إيليا يجي قبل المجيء الثاني للمسيح. عشان كده نقدر نفهم كلام المسيح لما قال لهم إيليا قد جاء وعملوا به كل ما أرادوا. ففهم التلاميذ انه بيتكلم عن يوحنا المعمدان. Because John the Baptist came in the same manner of the spirit of Elijah, zeal, power, and convicting the king. يوبخ الملوك ويبكت الملوك. That's why, my beloved, I hope it is clear that John the Baptist is the forerunner which came to prepare the way. Elijah is the prophet who is still living in somewhere, and he will come before the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. What I will conclude my speech now is to prepare ourselves. It is shame that John the Baptist prepared the people for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are not still up till now preparing ourselves to receive the Savior of the world, the Savior of my soul, the Savior of his children. Lazim to prepare ourselves. And we thank him for being a compassionate father and gave us to conclude this year and gave us a chance to start a new year. May God make it a year full of blessing, joy, repentance, spiritual fruit for all of you. ربنا يخليها سنة مبروكة وسنة كلها خير وعمل روحي وركب منحنية وناس كده فتح ايديها وبتتضرع لربنا علشان يرحم شعبه ويرحم كنيسته. له كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد. أمين.
Matthew, a choice and a good, Sofía, Theopros, Kyrie Eleison, Kyrie Eleison, Henom Esmi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, God the Creator, created heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before ages, light of light, true God, true God, God created the one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for he shall came down from heaven, all the incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man.
And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father, and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for remission of sins.
We look for